A coal mine collapsed in central Utah very early this morning. Six miners are trapped in the Genwal mine near Huntington. Governor John Huntsman briefed reporters earlier on the rescue efforts.
Every expense is being made in order to do this right. No stone left unturned. They're bringing in the professionals and all the equipment they need, hopefully to make this a successful outcome.
The mine officials say they know where the miners are, but they're not sure whether they're still alive. NPR's Howard Berkus is near the rescue command post, and he joins us now. Howard, it sounds like they're trying to drill down to these miners from a number of different directions.
That's right. They have four methods that they're using, drilling down from the top, which will enable them to determine whether the miners are still alive with a very small hole. They're also trying from the top to drill a larger hole, which could be used presumably to drop food or water down. The most promising method earlier today was one in which they would follow a parallel mine shaft that separated only by 50 feet of coal. And the idea would be to get to the spot where the miners are on the other side of this coal seam and drill through that. It's really soft coal, so that wouldn't take very long. But the latest news is that that is not working, that they're encountering collapsed material inside these parallel shafts. They've tried several of them so far. They're going to try one more that's a little further away, but that's not working. And that seemed to be the one rescue method that they were attempting that could take place relatively quickly. The others could take 2-3 days or longer.
What are the prospects for survival?
We asked some questions trying to get at that because the mining company officials are very confident that they have enough water and especially air. But a couple of key things. They have respirators that only last an hour. There are other respirators in there that only last an hour, but we don't know how many.
Howard, there's been talk throughout the day about whether this was caused by an earthquake or whether the collapse itself registered as an earthquake. What do you know about that?
Well, it's still not clear, but the earthquake experts at the University of Utah who've been monitoring quakes in coal country for a long time say that there is a phenomenon in which the collapse in a coal mine will register as an earthquake. They say the evidence is ambiguous, but they believe that what we understood to be an earthquake was actually the mine collapsing.
Howard, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Howard Berkus.